The Gospel and Genesis. This is Ken Ham, often a guest on radio and TV on the Bible's reliability. Many Christians think that we can interpret Genesis however we want and without it having any effect on the gospel message. But the gospel is grounded in literal Genesis. You see, God originally created a perfect man and woman. He gave them one command, and the punishment for disobedience was death. Instead of obeying God, Adam rebelled and brought death and suffering into the world. Now, since we all sin in Adam, we all share the same penalty as Adam, death. But God sent the last Adam, Jesus Christ, to earth to pay the penalty for our sin. Jesus lived a perfect life, accomplishing what Adam failed to do. He took our sins on that cross, died, and rose again and offers eternal life.
Discover more about Genesis and the gospel when you visit our Bible defending website at answersingenesis.org. Go to answersingenesis.org.